March 31st. Luke chapter 13, verse 22 through chapter 14, verse 24. Then he went through the cities and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. And a certain one said to him, "Lord, are few being saved?" He responded to him, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I assure you, will seek to enter, but will be unable. When the householder will arise and shut the door, you will stand outside knocking on the door, and saying, 'Lord, open to us.' But he will reply to you, 'I do not know from where you have come.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' Again he will say, 'I do not know you. Go away, all of you workers of unrighteousness.' There you will weep and grind your teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all the prophets in God's kingdom, but you are cast out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and south, and will sit down in God's kingdom. Behold, the last will be first, and the first last." At that time some Pharisees came and said to him, "Go away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and say to that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I complete my work. It is necessary that I go on my way today and tomorrow and on the coming day, for a prophet cannot perish outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her, how often I have wanted to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house is forsaken. I assure you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the Lord's name.'" Chapter 14. He entered the house of a ruler of the Pharisees to have a meal, and they were watching him closely. And behold, a man was there in front of him who was suffering with dropsy. Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal a man on the Sabbath or not?" They remained silent. Jesus took the man and healed him and sent him away. Then he asked them, "Which one of you, having a son or an ox fall into a well, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath?" But they could not answer. He noticed that the dinner guests were picking seats of honor, and he spoke a parable to them. "When someone invites you to a marriage feast, do not take the place of honor, lest he also invited someone more honorable than you, and the host will come and say to you, 'Let this man have your place,' and then with disgrace you will begin to occupy the lowest seat. But when you're invited, take the lowest seat, so that when your host may say, 'Friend, come up higher,' then you will receive honor in the presence of all the guests. Everyone who exalts himself will be brought low, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Then he began to speak to his host, "When you give a dinner or supper, invite neither your friends, nor your brothers, nor your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, lest they invite you in return, and you will be repaid. But when you entertain, invite the beggars, the crippled, the maimed, and the blind. You will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." One of the guests who sat at the table with him heard these things, and said to him, "Blessed is he who feasts in God's kingdom." Jesus replied to him, "A certain man prepared a lavish dinner, and invited many. He sent a slave at the dinner hour to say to the ones who had been invited, 'Come, for the dinner is ready.' They all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a farm, I need to go and see it. I have bought a farm, and I need to go and see it. Please have me excused.' Another answered, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and am going to try them. Please have me excused.' A third responded, 'I have gotten married, so I cannot come.' The slave came and reported these things to his master, and the householder became angry and said to the slave, 'Now go into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the beggars, the lame, the blind, the crippled.' The slave said, 'Lord, what you have commanded is done, and there is still room.' The master replied, 'Go into the highways and the hedgerows, and constrain them to come, that my house may be filled. I assure you that none of those invited shall taste of my dinner.